The senior, number 21, Trevor Elbers, made the tackle.
And we have a timeout called on the field by Ubley. They want to discuss this over on a 2nd and 9 in Reese territory. You're tuned to your home for high school football. That's WLEW Sports.
As a business owner, nothing compares to the sense of pride you feel when unlocking your business first thing in the morning. In this moment, it doesn't matter if you've saved money in 15 minutes. It doesn't matter if the business down the street has the same insurance you do. What matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Hi, this is Amy, and when you're shopping for your insurance, keep it simple and call us at Knight's Insurance Agency in Cass City, where we'll go over your options with you and get you the coverage that you need at a price you can afford. That's Knight's Insurance Agency in downtown Cass City. Give us a call at 989-872-5114.
Ubley finds himself in the Reese territory and in the red zone for the first time tonight. They're facing a 2nd and 9 after using their first timeout of the first half with 8:39 left in the first half, trailing 22-0 to the Reese Rockets. T formation for Sweeney, and the Bearcats now in motion to the right side is number 20, David Rakowski. It's a pitch out to Kabowski to the right side. He's dragged down at about the 16-yard line, gets about 2 yards to the 16. Now 3rd and 7.
Number 21, Trevor Elbers, in on another tackle.
What's the key here for Ubley, Dave, on this 3rd and 7 at the 17-yard line for Ubley?
Well, they've been using that play action, and it's been working very well. I look for them to do that again. It's been very successful. It's something they haven't done all season long. We've watched many games. They don't even throw it at any point throughout their games. So it'd be interesting to see if they continue to run it when Reese is expecting it.
T formation under center is Sweeney. Rolling to his left, looking back to pass. He has Reese defenders all over him. And it's nearly picked off. He had a receiver at about the 8-yard line, number 88, Bisher, the tall tight end. And Reese came through and swatted that one out of the air. Now 4th and 7 for the Ubley Bearcats.
Matt Cushion knocked that ball down, did a nice job.
4th and 7 now for Ubley. They do not have a kicking team for the field goal unit, so they will have to go for it. 4th and 7. Trying to cut this deficit down to 2 touchdowns. They currently trail by 22. Ubley has not scored yet against Reese. 7:47. Clock temporarily stopped because of the incomplete pass. That stops Sweeney's 3-for-3 streak after starting out 0-1. T formation, 4th and 7 from the right hash. Sweeney rolls to his left, looking back to pass, has no one there, has nowhere to go, chucks it down into the end zone, and it goes incomplete. Nearest receiver was about 10 yards away, and that results in a turnover of downs for the Ubley Bearcats. Great defense there for Reese Rockets.
Unfortunately, with the ball being on the right hash, Sweeney runs play action to his left, which is, he has to make a throw now across his body. Very tough for a 17, 18-year-old kid to throw a ball down the field 10 yards, 20 yards, and be very accurate. Unfortunately, Reese come flying through the line and put a ton of pressure on him.
Here comes Reese. 2 men in the backfield, receiver to the right from their own 17-yard line. 1st and 10, and it's a handoff right at the middle. Has room to run, breaks free through the line out to the 33. Finally brought down is number 21, Trevor Elbers. Called his number a few times. He has a touchdown already and a good number of yards. 1st and 10 from the 17 all the way out to the 34. 17-yard gain for Trevor Elbers. And now he has 50 yards in the night for 4 on 4 carries.
Number 30, Curtis Booms, brought him down.
1st and 10 from the 34-yard line. 2 men in the backfield, same formation, receiver to the right. Peacock under center, rolls to his right and waiting for the pitch, but he can't get it off. And caught in the backfield by number 67 of the Bearcat defense, Tyler Drapesky, brings him down for a loss.
Nice job by Tyler Drapesky there as he broke through the defensive or offensive line, made a nice play. He got on Peacock so quick he didn't even have time to pitch the ball on that option play.
And we have a Ubley player down. Looks like a tight end, or a defensive end, I should say.
I think it's number 30, Curtis Booms.
Number 30, a senior end, 6 foot, 190 pounds, down away from the play on the other side of the field. Could not bring up on his, looks like almost his left, couldn't put any pressure on his left ankle. Not exactly sure so far. Emergency crews checking him out. Ugly staff out there as well. Now coming up gingerly. And that is number 30. Curtis Booms on his own, under his own power, rest now jogging off the field. Looks like it's just a stinger. And so Curtis Booms off the field, gives a little bit of a recap for the Upley defense to regroup here after a 4-yard loss. Catching Peacock in the backfield, trying to go out on the option to the right side. Now second and 14 from the 30-yard line is Reese in their own 30. With 6:59 left before halftime, leading 22-0. Reese stopped Upley on fourth down in the red zone to keep it scoreless for the Bearcats on the night. Two receivers wide, one each way, two men in the backfield in the I formation. Peacock rolling to his left, pitches now to 21 Elvers, and he's back to the original line of scrimmage and brought down right there. Good heads-up play on the Upley defense. No gain, well, I should say a gain of 4, but no gain. Third and 10 coming up.
Number 55, Daniel Rakowski makes the tackle.
Trevor Elbers there with a 4-yard gain, third and 10 from the 34-yard line, right to left across your radio. Clock wind down, less than 6.5 to play in the first half.
I expect Reese to, I don't see them punting the ball anytime tonight. So a big time play here on defense for Ubley coming up. If they can make a big stop here on third down and try and give their offense another chance to score before the half.
I formation, receiver to the right, and we have a false start. Number 13, the receiver to the right, Matt Frost, took off about a half step before the ball was snapped, and now went from a 3rd and 9, 3rd and 10, to a 3rd and 15 for the Reese Rockets. This is indeed the disco move to the offense, back to the 30-yard line now, and the field looks a lot different there. That's like teeing off for the Blue Tees, Dave.
that's a good point there, Clark. We've been talking about this a little bit, kind of noticing it, that they've been getting that lean before the snap has even started. That time he leaned a little bit too far, and the yellow hanky got thrown on the field.
Just a bit outside. Two receivers, one each way. We have Peacock in the shotgun with a running back to his right, rolling to his right as Peacock, and he has a man open. Number 13 falls incomplete. Pass intended for Matt Frost. The man with a false start, incomplete, and now Reese is faced with their first fourth down of the night at their own 30-yard line, 4th and 14. And looks like, Dave, you spoke too soon. Here comes the punt team.
Well, now 4th and 15, that's a pretty tough one to convert. 4th and 10, 3rd and 10, where you get 5-6 yards, becomes 4th and 4. That's a manageable fourth down. Here they got to put Ubley's defense on the other, or offense on the other side of the field, and force them to travel 60-so yards on their defense before the half is over.
Kowalski and Sweeney are staying on their own 40-yard line. The punter, number 5, actually fumbled the snap. That's Cody Peacock, also the quarterback. Got it off anyway, and it falls dead at the 38-yard line in Ubley territory. 1st and 10 for the Bearcats. More importantly, Ubley comes up with the first stop of the night.
Big time. That's going to make the defense feel good. Hopefully this brings a little momentum to the offense. They need to get on the board here. Perfect situation for them. They got to imagine that this game is 0-0 right now. Run all of the 5.5 minutes off the clock and score a touchdown and make this a 2-possession game again going into the second half.
1st and 10 from the 37-yard line in their own territory is the Ubley Bearcats. D formation, Sweeney under center. And it's a keeper for Sweeney around the left end. He has passed the line of scrimmage, rolls down to about the 44-yard line. Late flag flies into the tackling pile. Has a 7-yard gain for Sweeney around the left side before the flag. No word yet. Typically, this is a face mask. No word yet. It is going against Reese. And it's a face mask against Reese. So this is going to be an automatic first down